This is Swimming World Radio, and I'm Jeff Cummings here at the United States Masters Swimming Short Course Nationals in Austin, Texas. And sitting with me is Jürgen Schmidt, 85 years old, who has broken four Masters National records here at the meet, in addition to some others that he broke earlier this year. And he's here to talk about what he's been doing in 35 years of Masters Swimming. Thanks for being with me here today, Jürgen.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here because you kind of surprised me when you came up to me and told me that you want to do an interview, because that usually does not happen to me.
35. This is your 35th year in Masters Swimming. I mean, that's a long time, a lot of longevity, and congratulations to you. That. Tell me about your first nationals.
Well, my first nationals was at the Circle Campus in Chicago in August of 1973. And I never even heard of Masters Swimming until I saw an article in the Chicago Tribune. And at that time, I called the number that they had there, and I joined the B.R. Ryle YMCA swim team. I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive over to Wheaton, Illinois. At that time, I lived in Arlington Heights, Illinois. It was about a 45-minute drive, and I'd work out for an hour from 6 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And then drive to work. I kept it up until August, went to the Nationals, and entered the 50 free, 100 free, 200 free, 400 free, and 1500 free. And I placed in all of them, and I was lucky enough to swim with Doc Councilman in the same heat. He did not win it. Fred Tioli from the Bay Area won that, but Doc Councilman was second, and I was fourth, and I felt that was really an achievement for me. And that kind of got me started. I said, hey, I'm pretty good. I think I'm going to stay with this. And from there on in, I start working out, I start reading, and I talk to people about swimming. And I never really had any coaching. And the coaching I got was from talking to Olympians. We were lucky enough to be with Bill Mullican, who won the 100-meter breaststroke in the 1960 Olympics. And he used to tease me all the time. He says, Jürgen, the breaststroke is not a relaxing stroke. And ever since that, I think the only thing I can do in breaststroke is a relaxing stroke, because I can't seem to go any faster.
Well, I saw your 200 IM today. It looked really smooth and really natural. I mean, you obviously, you know, maybe you kind of improved on it since way back 30 years ago.
Well, I have, because I read all the articles, and I talk to a lot of people, and I've been very fortunate to be able to, for the last 18 years, to live in Lompoc, California. And I'm working out with Frank PM, who in the last decade has really set a lot of world records and also national records. He still holds a lot of the national records. And he is a real motivator. And I just feel that if it were not for him, I would probably not do as well as I do. Because when we work out, the 5 days that we work out, from 11:30 until 1 o'clock, we really get some hard workouts. We usually get in about anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 in an hour and 10 minutes, and we do tough workouts. We'll do, when we get ready for the hour swim or the 3,000-yard swim, we'll do 2,100s on 2 minutes. Frank sometimes will, instead of 2 minutes, he'll cut it down to 155 or 150. And I think all of these motivating factors have helped me in doing what I'm doing here at the meet at Austin, Texas.
So you're not the type of person who can train by themselves, as most of the older people say that they do.
I can, but I don't think I would do as well, because I'm always chasing a rabbit, and that rabbit happened to be Frank. And when I use a pull buoy, I can usually stay with him. But when it comes to using my legs, I can't do it anymore. I have had knee surgery, and because of that, I don't have the fly kick anymore either. And it shows in my fly times, because they are really slow, almost as bad as breaststroke.
Well, now, what have you been doing in the past 35 years that has really gotten you to this point? Besides, you know, reading books and training with Frank, what do you think has kept you going with Master Swimming?
The camaraderie. The camaraderie is always there because I have friends that I've known now for 35 years in Master Swimming. In fact, I have known some of these people. I remember in 1945, I was at Fleet City, which at that time was a base in Pleasanton, California, where they had people come in from ships that were sunk and where they had sent people from the schools to the fleet. And they had a Far Western AAU meet at Fleischacker Park, and I tried out for the team. I got on the team. I was only there for a month, but we went to the meet at Fleischacker Park, and I swam the serviceman's 100-meter freestyle, and that was 100 meters straightaway in that course, and I'd never swum that far in my life in a swimming pool. But anyhow, Fred Tioli, who was a Stanford distance swimmer at that time, he won that. And I was lucky enough to swim with Joe Vidor, who was a breaststroker back in the 48 Olympics. And all these people have kind of stimulated my interest in swimming. And because of that, I just keep at it. And it makes me feel good, too.
Well, yeah, I could tell. I could see you have a little smile at the end of your races. One, because, I mean, you finish and you set records, which you did. You set four of them at this meet. Let me just go down the list here. You set one in the 1,000 free on your way out in the 1650, which you set a record in. And then you did the 100 IM, you set the record in that. And then you did the 500 free, and you set a record in that. Of those four records that you set, which one was the most surprising?
The 100 IM.
Why was that?
Well, because it was my best this year. I've broken 100 IM several times, and my times have come down. And it just felt great. My butterfly felt great for the first 25. And if it were another 25, I think I might not be able to keep up the tempo. I'd have to slow down. But that just felt great.
Now, when you do butterfly, do you do the butterfly with the dolphin kick, or do you do it with the breaststroke kick that's allowed in Masters?
I use the dolphin kick. I've tried using the breaststroke kick, but for some reason or other, it doesn't seem to work for me. And when I'm dying, I might get a breaststroke kick in there just so I can get my head up out of the water to take a breath. But no, I use a dolphin kick.
So now that you set these four records, what are you looking forward to in the rest of this age group? I mean, you just started in this age group. You're 85 years old, so you've got four more years in this age group. What kind of goals do you think you'll have?
Well, I want to work more on my IM. I'd like to do better in the IM. And I did set a record in the 400 IM earlier this year. And I feel that if I can work on my fly and my kick, that this would help me. And because the breaststroke and the fly are the two slow strokes. The backstroke is fair. The freestyle is, I think, good. And that's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to work more on the IM and also more backstroke, because it seems to be a little bit easier than the breaststroke.
Well, I can attest to that. So are we going to see you in Clovis, California next spring?
I plan on being there, yes, because it's only, let's put it this way, it's probably about 200 miles, less than 200 miles from where we live. And, you know, we'll drive there, and the weather will be nice. It'll be hot, and I seem to do better when the weather's hot. I don't do very well when it's an outdoor meet and the temperatures in the 50s or 60s or raining. And I've had several meets like that this year. The one at Fullerton was the first meet, our short course yard meet. That was in February, and I remember going to that, and it was pouring down rain. And I thought, oh, they must be canceling this meet. I got there. They had propane heaters out there. They had tents set up, and the meet proceeded, and I did very well. That's where I broke the 100 IM record for the first time. And so...
Well, I guess it really, you know, it just depends on the conditions. If they can get it to suit you, I guess, like every other swimmer, you probably actually, you know, learn to adapt to it and do the best you can with it.
Yeah, you know, years ago, I used to do a lot of ocean swims, and now I can't take the cold water anymore. I don't even want to get in the cold water. I like the water temperature about 80 degrees. That's a perfect temperature for me. When it gets down in the mid-70s, I get cold. In fact, when Frank and I, we hang on the side of the pool and it's the water temperature 78 and we talk about what we're going to do, we get cold. We both get cold. Our skin is so thin and that we just can't seem to generate heat anymore.
Well, you generated a lot of heat in the pool. You were really fast. We were really impressed with watching your records this weekend, and best luck with the rest of the year, and we'll keep an eye on you in Clovis next year.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Well, thanks again, Juergen. This is Jeff Cummings with Swimming World Radio. Thanks for listening.